and I've been set free. You need to know that. Amen. You need to get that in your spirit today. Somebody who's hurting today, I want you to hear me. And you may be listening to me by a CD message today. Amen. And if you're hurting today, And you are wearing a facade. Hallelujah. I want you to know that there's something in this word that can set you free. If you dare to grab a hold of it, if you dare to reach your faith out, amen, there's another report. Hallelujah. And God will show you. Amen. We're going to read a scripture verse in Hebrews 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We call that the Hall of Faith. I need to get this gum out of my mouth. Amen. Get a tithe envelope. That good Christian behavior, you know. I repent after church, Paul. Lay down in sackcloth and ashes. Amen. If you would stand with me for the reading of God's word. Hebrews 11, we're going to read verse 1 and 2. And it says, now faith, you can read that with me. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Father, we come to you right now by the authority in the name of Jesus. And Father, we admit our inability today. We just get that out the way right now, Father. Father, but we also admit a need, Lord, that if you don't consistently feed us, Lord, we're going to fail. But Lord, we also reach faith out and say, thank you, hallelujah, that you're going to save us, hallelujah, from any ailment, Lord, from any situation, Father, from depression, discouragements, Lord, insecurities and fears, financial dilemma, children dilemmas. Father, we thank you right now that your anointing has already went and destroyed the yoke, hallelujah. Help reveal Jesus today, Lord. Take words, Lord, and make a vibration that hits an ear, Father, where somebody will get set free. And, Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, one of my favorite chapters because it talks about the patriarchs of faith. Amen. And one thing that coming into this message of the cross, the truth of God's word, we understand that this faith ain't never changed. Amen. The same thing that they had, we've got. Hallelujah. Me and my brother were talking last night, and we were saying that the Old Testament patriarchs had what we call an IOU. Amen. Jesus was going to come, and they had to hold on to that truth. Hallelujah. But how many of you know we've got a gift certificate, amen, a prepaid gift certificate, hallelujah. It's already been paid, amen, and we just have to trust that that's which we hold is it, amen. And that's what Paul's talking about when he talks about the faith is the substance. I'm going to read it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I like to believe that he's contrasting what they have versus what we have. Although it's the same thing, amen. It's different from the perspective that they're waiting, and we've already got it. But it's the same thing that has got to hit Jesus Christ, amen. It's got to hit the Messiah. It's got to hit what he did, amen. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the very evidence of things not seen, amen. Has anybody, and maybe you're listening by the sound of my voice now, and you really needed some evidence, amen. You say, preacher, that sounds good what you're saying, but, man, I'm still hurting, amen. But this bill still ain't getting paid. My husband still didn't come home, amen. My child is still hooked on dope, hallelujah. I need some evidence, hallelujah. And if you're in that condition, the Bible said it's your faith, hallelujah. You have evidence today because God's requirement, hallelujah, in Romans chapter 10 says, if you believe in your heart, hallelujah, and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. And that salvation is not just for your initial justification. anything you need, you're saved. Amen. That's the requirement. Hallelujah. So if I put faith and do what God said, how many of you know I've got evidence? Hallelujah. I did what he said. There's no greater law than what God says. Amen. Let's get that established right now. There's nothing greater than what God himself has declared as the way. Hallelujah. Men will fool you and try to invent ways, but there is no other way. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report, that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I want to key in on one thing. For by it the elders obtained a good report. That same job, well, let's take it up farther. The job I just left, I did reports, amen. How many of you ever dealt with reports, amen? Financial numbers, and people go off of reports. How many of you know a reporter tell you where you're at, amen? Sometimes people are discouraged right now because they did a report on their own home finances and don't add up, amen? How about the woman that didn't have enough bread? How about the followers of Christ that had 3 loaves and 2 fishes? Amen. What a report that is. Amen. And there's 2 things I want to bring out on this. Number one is, if you don't even understand your report is bad. Self-deception. Turn over in, let's go to Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Amen. We've got a good report. You're going to get to shout today. I hope somebody wore tennis shoes. Glory to God. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Chapter 3, verse 17. And this is the Lord speaking. He says, because you say... How many of you know we're in a day and age where there's this emphasis on what you say and confession? Amen. And I'm a firm believer. We just talked about it in Romans 10. It says if you confess with your mouth, amen, there is confession. But it's always based on what Jesus did on Calvary. Amen. You can't just confess your way to this and confess your way to that. It don't work that way, saints of God. I'm sorry. But there is a movement, and this is prophetic in what it says. And it says, because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. But catch this, the second part. It says, and knowest not. Amen. Boy, it's a sad place when you don't even know the condition you're in. I'm talking to somebody, amen, by CD even. You don't even know that you're messed up today. Hallelujah. And it says, and knowest not that you are wretched. Glory to God. We sang a song today that said he saved a wretch like me. Amen. I got any wretches that were saved by grace out there? Hallelujah. And it says that you're wretched. Hallelujah. And miserable. Oh, I'm tired of seeing miserable Christians. Amen. Painting a smile, Brother Paul. But the Bible says, you see, this word of God will find you. Hallelujah. This word of God will find where you're sitting. It'll find your address. Amen. It'll find you in the middle of the night and wake you up crying. I'm telling you what I done been through. Hallelujah. And it says that you're wretched and you're miserable and you're poor and blind and naked. I don't care what you're telling yourself. I don't care how many CDs and tapes you bought off of the TV set. I don't care how many books you got going through the grocery store. If your faith is not in the exclusive work of Jesus Christ, you're miserable today. Hallelujah. You're miserable and you're wretched and you're poor. Hallelujah. You say, brother, Well, I don't believe that. Well, this is what the Word of God says. And that's one type of person that doesn't even know his report. It's a sad place to be. How many of you have coworkers where you talk to them on a day-to-day basis and you try to put a little Christ in there, amen? Like, I'm good. I don't need that. I face it daily. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Family members, amen? Miserable and wretched, amen? And I want to encourage you today, keep giving them the word, because the word is going to find them. Hallelujah. But then there's another class of people in the report that know they've got a bad report, don't know what to do. I want to talk to you today. Turn in your Bible to Romans, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. I said, we've got a report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I left a job because the report was too bad. You know, I did the numbers. I seen there just wasn't enough. So I had to leave before it crashed. Look at America right now. The report that we have, the numbers are saying we're in big trouble. And I'm going to tell you what, unless this nation puts its faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary, it is messed up. Hallelujah. Only God can fix this. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, if you're dealing with report in your own life, amen, if you're dealing that I can't wake up and seem to smile, I have to paint this smile on. And you looking at your report because why are you so frowning? You say, well, because this ain't right and that ain't right and my children ain't right and my job situation. I'm here to tell you there's another report. Hallelujah. There's another report. Somebody get excited in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans, the 5th chapter, we're going to start over in verse 18. It said, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came unto all men to condemnation. Even so, by righteousness of one, the free gift of God came unto justification of life. And that's simply put, you know, in the book of beginnings or Genesis, we find and discover that God said every seed will bear fruit after itself. Amen. In other words, if God didn't do that, we have some freakish things out here in nature. Amen. We have cats and raccoons together. Maybe they can be, I don't know. But you would have apples bearing oranges and oranges bearing pears. Amen. And I'm here to tell you that if two sinners get together, what do they have? They have a baby sinner. Amen. So your condition, whether you know it or not, Mr. Sinner Man, your condition is bleak. You have a bad report. Hallelujah. And it says that sin came in by one man, but it said even so righteousness come by one man. There's only one way. There's only one way out of your dilemma of sin, and it's Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Amen. Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary is the focal point. And I know out here in the modern day church, they tell you to emphasize everything else but that. But it was by the obedience of one named Jesus Christ, not by how much you can confess your way out of your situation, not by how much you can give to the preacher, hallelujah, not by how much you can think in positive thinking. Brother, it's by one man's obedience, hallelujah, by one man's obedience, glory to God. And it says in verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. You know, Thursday I told the brothers at the program, I said law was never even designed to fix you. Understand what I'm saying? He said law entered that the offense might abound. The only purpose in laws and rules and regulations, well, there's two. One is because the law is for the lawless. Thank God for streetlights. Amen. Thank God for stop signs. We need that. But if you think you can heap a bunch of law around yourself, child of God, and get yourself fixed, I'm going to just try harder. I'm going to read instead of two chapters, I'm going to read eight because I'm trying to fix this pain inside. Instead of praying for 15 minutes, I'm going to stick it to 2 hours. And you need to pray and read. Don't get half of what I'm saying wrong. Please don't. You need to, but if you put your faith in that action, it's nothing but law. Hallelujah. Law was never designed to fix anything. Law, the more law you heap around yourself, it just simply proves the fact that you can't do it. You're setting yourself up for failure. Hallelujah. And in these programs we go to, what do they do? Oh, they got all kind of laws. We're going to keep you busy. We're going to send you to four different AAs and NAs. Amen. We do the same thing in the church. We tell you to go run to the next conference, amen. The next prayer breakfast, amen. The next men's meeting, and you know men's meetings are good when they focus on the cross. It's awesome, but you can run to every meeting, be at every day the church door opens. But if your faith is not abiding in what Jesus Christ did on Calvary, it's not going to fix the pain. Hallelujah, it's not going to fix the pain. because the law entered that the offense might abound. We've been indicted, amen. If you're one that don't believe you're in a bad condition, let me tell you something. All men have been declared guilty against the holy God. All men, amen. Because the offense came, because the law came, all men have offended God. And you may be sitting under the sound of my voice and say, you know what? I'm okay. I'm a good person. I help people. Heck, I even give to some charitable contributions. Let me tell you something. What are you going to do about your legal work? Amen. Who are you going to hire to get you out of this legal problem? Amen. Well, I'm here to tell you, we've got an advocate with the Father. Amen. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He sits on the right hand of the Father, and he ever liveth to make intercession. That's the type of legal work we need. Hallelujah. And it says, and we're going to go to verse 21. It said that as sin has reigned unto death, even so grace might reign through righteousness unto an eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is a real pivotal scripture. If you look this up in the Greek, where it says that sin hath reigned unto death, it's actually talking about in the sphere of death. And what is that saying? That's, how many of you ever seen the Freddy Krueger movies? Amen. Nightmare on Elm Street. Nice, good Christian film. Amen. But what happened on Nightmare on Elm Street, every time they fell asleep, they went into Freddy's world. Guess who wins in Freddy's world? Amen. Freddy does. But if she could get him over into her world where she was up and awake, she had the authority. This kind of what he's saying, that sin hath reigned in the sphere or in the dimension of death. And there's another thing that happened in this verse. Paul is actually personifying or making it personal. And I like that because sin hath run my life amok. And if you don't realize sin ran you amok, you need to get that revelation first. Amen. Sin ran me almost like a person. He's making it personal. He's making it a Freddy Krueger. Amen. How many of you know sin will hang you out to dry? Sin will embarrass you. Amen. Sin will hang you out in front of other Christians and say, I thought this was a man of God. Look at him over there doing this and doing that. I thought you was a child of God. That ain't God. That's Satan doing that because he knows if he can get sin to do his work, he'll embarrass you. Amen. You can't tell me that the guys in this halfway house woke up and said, I want to be a dope fiend. You can't tell me that they woke up and said, I want to be an alcoholic. Amen. You can't tell me that the child molester said he wants to molest children and have to check in everywhere he goes and tell people, put a red flag on me, I'm a child molester. You can't convince me of that. But sin is like a person. It's almost like a somebody that's evil, an evil, wicked thug, amen? And he's out to get you. And my friend, if you're listening by the sound of my voice and you think your report is not bad and your faith's not in Christ, brother, you need some help. Hallelujah. You need help. Glory to God. And it says in the second half, even so might grace reign through righteousness even unto life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's talking again about the legal work that Jesus did. See, you're going to find that there's only one way, my friend, and it's through Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary. Going down to chapter 6, there's a few verses I want to talk about. And it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in this sin that grace may abound? And anybody that understands the cross, we know that this sin is actually the sin nature. Amen. I don't believe I need to develop that. But if you're listening by the sound of my voice, sin has actually the definite article, the sin. It's the sin nature. It's that evil entity that wants to destroy you, that wants to cause divorce, amen, that wants to make it to where you don't have to go home. It wants to make it to where you just go out a little longer because sin will always keep you longer than you want to be kept, cost you more than you want to spend, and take you farther than you want to go. Amen. I don't care what it is. Some of you were ex-liars, amen. Amen. A liar ain't no better than a dope fiend. Amen. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we need to realize that our faith is in Christ because if it wasn't for that legal workmanship, we're doomed. Hallelujah. But he said, what should we say then? Should we continue in this sin nature that grace may abound? God forbid. What was happening here? Paul was probably preaching out in Ephesus, and he was probably out on the street doing his thing, and people would come by just like with us, and they say, "That's too easy, man. There's no way. You telling me all I got to do is put my faith in Christ, Andy? I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and pray 16 times a day, at least act like I am, because that makes me feel good. It appeases this emptiness and this hurt that's on the inside." Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary is the only antidote for it. And if you try to heap more works, it's not going to work. And people are going to try and talk you out of your message. Amen. Grace can't just do it. It's got to be some work. How many of you ever thought on your journey to the cross that it was too good to be true? That's too easy. Amen. I know I did. But it says in verse 2, "God forbid, how shall we who are dead to the sin nature live any longer therein?" And here's what I want to capitalize on. Verse 3, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ," thank you, Lord, "were baptized into his death." Amen. I thank God that he took me down. Somebody needs to get baptized into Jesus Christ that's hearing this message today. Amen. Somebody needs to know that this isn't water. You could go in the water 10 times 10 different ways. You could have them dunk you forward and backwards. If you don't come into Christ, you're done. Hallelujah. But he said you're baptized into Christ. You're already baptized into his death. This is your justification, saints. You've got something to be happy for. You've got another report. Whose report are you going to believe? Amen. You've been seeing the report. You're looking at your situation, and it is bleak. Quit looking at your situation. Look at what Christ did. Amen. He took that sin. Hallelujah. You don't even deserve to be alive. Hallelujah. What if you got what you deserve? Hallelujah. What if you got what you deserve, child of God? Amen. It's not so bad all of a sudden. Hallelujah. But it says in verse 4, "Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death." Amen. Sometimes you're free and you just don't know it. Amen. Somebody wants to quit gossiping. You can. I dare you today to put your faith in this and stop. Amen. Somebody wants to quit using some sort of drugs and alcohol. I commend you today right now to go ahead and put your faith in Christ and stop. Amen. Somebody wants to quit falling victim to lust. Amen. I dare you today to trust Jesus Christ and what he did and walk out of that tomb. Hallelujah. Because if you don't know it, you won't do it. Hallelujah. It says, "Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death." A dead man can't lust. A dead man can't pick up the pipe. A dead man can't pick up the drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it said, "But like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life." Now, this is for us, those that already are saved. "Even so." How many of you ever heard of those? 1 is to 3 as 6 is to 9. I probably ruined it. But they give you those statements and say, this is to that, like this is to that. That's what this is. He's saying that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so. Amen. Just proof positive that Christ came up out of that tomb is proof positive I could come out of my dilemma. Amen. You don't have to be in the situation you're in. You don't have to be victim to being sad today. Hallelujah. You can get up and smile. Hallelujah. Why? Because I've got something that I didn't have before I came into Christ. And it was free. It didn't cost me. Hallelujah. That word newness of life means life-giving source. Woo! Glory to God. This sanctification process is a dynamo. Amen. It's perpetual. Just like you sin and you perpetually fall. How many of you know when you come and you place your faith into Christ, you perpetually grow? Hallelujah. And in fact, we can conclude if you're not growing, there's probably a breach somewhere in that flow. So you may need to go back to the altar. Hallelujah. I know we're all saved and growing, amen, but somebody listening may not be, amen. if you're not growing and you found your life, like there's got to be more than what I'm experiencing in my church today. There's got to be more than these messages I'm hearing. There's got to be more to this than just going up and singing and being the usher, being the deacon, and just doing my little robotic thing at church. Amen. There is more. Amen. There's a new life-giving source you could tap into. Amen. That has nothing to do with what you're doing. Amen. It's got to do with the flow and the flow of the Spirit. Amen. And it only comes through faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says that, verse 5, for if we, being planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. Proof positive again. If we're in Christ, let me tell you something. Paul, you're sinless today. Hallelujah. Paul, you got 33 years of walking and never failing. Hallelujah. Andy, you've raised the dead today. Hallelujah. Amen. You've healed multitudes. Amen. Brother, you've done so much for the Lord. Hallelujah. You've raised the dead. You've healed the sick. Amen. You've got multitudes at your account. Why? Because you're in Christ. How many of you would rather look at Christ's report than ours? Amen. Because if you look at mine, you may start crying. My report will make you cry. Hallelujah. But I quit looking at my report and I said, I'm in Christ now. Amen. I can start all over. Amen. I don't have to have what I used to have. I'm tired of being held down. Amen. I'm tired of not having the joy. I'm tired of not being productive for Christ. Amen. I don't have to hold on to that. I'm in Christ. Amen. What does it mean to be in Christ? Number one, you're baptized into him. I heard Brother Swagger say there wasn't a stronger word that could be used in baptism. Baptism is a strong word. It means you've gone down, amen? And we've ruined that in Pentecostal realms and try to take you to water. Amen? You should find water. But the baptism word is just him trying to say, look, there's a motion to this. Amen. I've been transformed. Hallelujah. I've been translated. Glory to God. I got moved from A to B. Amen. From one plane to another. If you're sitting in a plane that's bleak and it's gloomy, you know when you need to change planes. Amen. You know when you need to have a geographical change. Hallelujah. Well, it's only done in Christ. Hallelujah. And it's a baptism that you need. You need to go down. Hallelujah. You need to go down in Christ. And if you've went down into Christ, you're going to grow. Hallelujah. You got to. Hallelujah. And he says in verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. How many of you know you were bondage to sin before? Amen. I know I was. And I don't have to, not because of anything I did. And now in Christ, old things will try to come on you. Or you'll find that stuff never left even. Amen. And when God reveals it to you, it's so that you can be sanctified in this process. Well, what did you got to do? The same thing that got you in this, that same baptism. You just go back to what already happened. Remember we read in Hebrews, it said that by faith, amen, the elders obtained a good report, amen. Wasn't nothing good about them elders. They're sinful men just like we were. But when we read, what do we read? Great acts of faith, testimonies of what the cross did, what they was looking for, amen. It works, saints of God. It works. I'm just here to encourage you, amen. The Lord said remind us, amen, back to the basics, amen. The same thing that we started and hold on to it. And people are going to, like we read in the first verse of 6, people are going to try to talk us out of our game, amen. They're going to. It doesn't make sense. You can't just sit there and believe and do nothing and go sit on the couch like waiting on God to do something. That's not what it's saying, amen. It's not what it's saying at all. Because once I get a hold of this thing, it's like putting your hand in the light socket. You're going to move, amen. You're going to move. You put your hand in this thing called Christ. You go down in this dunk and take called in Jesus Christ. Something's going to happen, amen. You're going to come out refreshed, amen. You're going to come out new. Hallelujah. You're not going to have the same problem. Something's going to change. And he's going to motivate you. Amen. He's going to encourage you. He's going to formulate things in you. Glory to God. And he says, verse 7, for he who is dead, my goodness, thank you, Lord, is free from the sin nature. Amen. I see the key is to be in Christ, to be dead. Hallelujah. And now that physical act of baptism makes a whole new meaning now. Now it's a beautiful thing. I'm watching, when I watch a brother go down in that water, I'm watching a physical depiction of what took place in the spirit. And it's beautiful. Same thing when we take communion. Communion ain't going to save you. Amen. But when I get to see it, it's more beautiful now in the cross than it ever was. Because I'm watching somebody do the very thing that our whole faith is hinged on, the body and the blood. Amen. And now it's even better. Hallelujah. But we can't go make a religion out of it. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody's trying hard. And I want to tell you, your heart's right. You want to please God. That means you're a Christian. Some people ain't even got that, so praise the Lord. But you can try as hard as you want to try. It's faith. Amen. It's by faith. It's by faith. Glory. Hallelujah. And it says this, for he who is dead is free from sin. Hallelujah. Now, if we be dead with Christ, see, that's the understanding. We believe that we shall also live with him. I want to say this. About a month ago, we were able to preach in the prison, and I was just amped because in prison ministry it's a little different because you only got, it's real, you talk about law, they got so much structure, and they have to because there's so much lawlessness in there. But what happened, I wasn't the speaker, which was cool, but you're with so many people that put so much other stuff out. You're like, Lord, I don't want to have to clean up, you know, because I don't want to confuse people. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. That's it. It's not complicated. But what happened, they said, Mahari, you come up first, do a testimony, and begin to share. And they had music playing. And it was like, I can't do what I wanted to do. I had a whole nice scripture planned and was going to preach the cross in like 3 minutes and sat down. And it just didn't go that way. And a brother came down while the music, the Holy Spirit did. I have to admit, when you worship the Lord, that transcends. I don't care what church you're in. If your faith touches God and worship, you can have a good time. I don't care what Christians you're with. Amen. Because praise and worship is universal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what happened, we were worshiping God, man. And a brother came down and hit his knees. And he started worshiping the Lord. And they said, go pray with him, Maharin. So I went down on my knees, and it was as if he didn't want my prayers even. I'm like, boy, God, I guess I'm really your man today. You shut me up, now I can't pray for nobody. But the guy got up and grabbed the microphone, totally out of sequence. We didn't plan this. He grabbed the microphone and started praying a prayer in the cross that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Nobody got to him. The Holy Spirit revealed it. And the Lord told me, he said, son, I could do more in a few minutes without you saying anything than with you talking, and it ain't me, you know. And I learned something. It backed me right up. But this guy got on his knees, and he lifted his hands, and he said, Lord, I thank you that I'm free. Finally, I'm free. I'm free from the drug addiction. I died when you died on the cross. And when you rose, I rose with you. And, Lord, I'm free. I'm in you. I died with you on the cross, Lord. And I don't have to have the he's named a bunch of things that basically spelled evil, you know. And he said, I'll crucify with you and I rose with you. And I turned around, but what was good, it brought conviction to the other brothers that were with me because they said, it sounds like you, Mahari. And I didn't even talk to him, so they understood that that was God. If God's speaking to somebody, he's going to tell them it's in the cross. Amen. If it's a word from the Lord, it's going to be around Jesus Christ and what he did because nothing else is going to work. Amen. Nothing else is going to work. And he got it. He got what he came down there for. And it says this in verse 8, he says, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we should also live with him. Amen. That's the same thing the brother prayed on his knees. I died with you. That's what we got to get in our spirit when these things hit us and these other things, because we want to be pleasing to God, and there's still stuff that's holding. And then we have to realize when you died, I died. I'm walking out of that. I'm encouraging somebody to get out of that tomb. Amen. That which you want, you're petitioning God to let go of, you can do it through Christ. Amen. I'm having trouble formulating the words, saints, but I know in the spirit what I want to tell you. You can get out of that muck. Amen. Get out of that rut you're in. Amen. You can smile in the morning. You can. You can do it through Christ. Hallelujah. And it says, verse 9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. Thank you, Lord. And it says, for in that he dies unto sin once, but in that he lives unto God. And here's what I want to get to, and I'm done with this. Verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. That's the confession principle right there. It was never meant to be placed in Ferraris. Amen. It was never meant to be placed in a bunch of goods and things. We reckon, declare, consider, account it that I'm dead unto sin and alive unto God. I am, amen. And somebody's got to get radical. Hallelujah. Get radical with your faith, amen. Because if you want free, you got to demand it in the spirit. Hallelujah. I want to go back to Hebrews 11 because two or three passages that say the same thing. We know we got truth. Hallelujah. And we read Revelation. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to 12 this time. Hebrews 12, and it's just two verses. Amen. And you know, remember, chapter 11 was about faith. The whole thing we're talking about, saints, engage your faith. Amen. Lock it in. Hallelujah. On Jesus Christ. And he talked about all the patriarchs, how it's now faith is that we already have it. But then they were looking for it. Hallelujah. But we've got it. Amen. We've got the gift card. Amen. We've got the already paid in full card. All we got to do is just show, and our evidence is that I believe it. Hallelujah. And then it says in verse 12, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, amen, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Well, if that doesn't say it all, it says it all right there. And he says we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. All these patriarchs are rooting for us. Amen. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is too. They want us to make it. And you can make it, amen. I'm here just to tell you what they're telling you. You can do it, amen. Pick up the cross, hallelujah. Don't stop. And then it says, let us lay aside the weight and the sin. How many of you ever had weights, amen? It's not that you ain't backslid, but man, you just waited, amen. Just a weight. It's like you can't seem to get up off of that situation. It's just plaguing you. Sometimes we get to praying about a certain situation. It's like bees in your face. It just, or those gnats. You ever walk through a storm of gnats and you walk over here and they follow you? You go over here and they follow you? You know, sometimes these things that plague us, they follow us. Amen? But he's saying you can lay it aside. And you can lay it aside. You say, is it that easy? Yes, you can lay it aside. If you get this in your spirit, you can walk out of that dilemma. You can. He wouldn't have said it. He said, let us lay aside. Because of what we just preached about faith, you can lay it aside. The Lord said, lay it aside. Hallelujah. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. It may be anger today. You may be quick to anger. It may be whatever. You fill it in. Amen. But everybody's got something that tries to easily get you. It's that easy thing that we can lay it aside, church. Amen. Because if it don't bother you, then who cares what I'm saying? But I know if you've got the same Holy Spirit that I got, I don't enjoy having a sin get me every 2 days, 3 days, 6 minutes, whatever it is. Amen. It's not fun. I want to please him. Amen. But the good news is you don't have to. Amen. He said, lay it aside. Glory to God. Then the sin that is so easily beset us. And he said, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. There used to be a song in Pentecostal circles where we said, I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Said, tell them that I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. We got to run this race, amen, with patience, with patience. And that's another good word, because patience, it's not a first guy is the only one that wins, amen. It's more like everybody that crosses the finish line wins, amen. You don't got to be first. You just got to cross, hallelujah. And then here's the end. Looking unto Jesus, my God, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, is consistent. Looking to Jesus. I don't care what books you turn into. If you're listening by the sound of my voice, you may have therapy already lined up for yourself. And, you know, go ahead and go. Pay your $700-$800. But I'm here to tell you there's a therapist in the room named Jesus that'll fix your situation. Amen. He's got new parts for your heart. I have never seen a heart part company, but it's in heaven. Amen. You can get parts for your heart because some have been wounded today. Amen. And he's got it, but you got to look to him. Amen. Father, I come to you by the authority in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the basics of your gospel, Lord, because you don't change, Lord. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, Lord, I've got confidence in knowing that next week is going to be the same. But I can't say that about the stock market, Lord. I can't say that about this stimulus package, Lord. I can't say that about situation things in this world. But, Father, you don't change. Hallelujah. And, Father, you've made this such a sure plan that, Lord, we can win if we run this race. If you're listening by the sound of my voice today, and if anything has touched your heart and you would like to lay aside, amen, you know that it could be a weight. Doesn't have to be a major sin. It could be a sin that does so easily beset you. But if you're listening by the sound of my voice and you want to please God, I would ask you to just simply raise your hand and we're going to pray. You don't have to even come down. Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And if you're listening by the sound of my voice by CD, and if you have heard something that has pricked your heart, I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me and say this with me, congregation. Say, Father, I come to you by the authority in Jesus' name. I know that I'm miserable. I know that I'm sick. I know that I'm wretched. Thanks for taking the cover off. I need you. And based on what your word says, I'm placing my faith in you. I'm dead with you. And I'm rising with you right now. Help me, Lord. I receive it. And that newness of life is mine. Satan, I denounce you. Get out of my life. Sin nature, your power is broken. It was purchased 2,000 years ago. And I give you the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give God a hand.
Thank you, Mahari. That was definitely inspired. Word of God.